Okay, so the sugya of Lalam Yom Kro, Kol Mash Yesh Lev, Yisav As Tamech Chacham. Sorry to bring you back to last simon. Okay, so the root of this halacha comes from Pesach Mem Tesem and Aleph. So we have the quote here. And it's very interesting, this sugya. So it says, Tana Rabbanan, Lalam Yom Kro Adam Kol Mash Yesh Lev, Yisav As Tamech Chacham. And the Rebbe gives a reason, she may say Gaila, if a person dies, Chalila, or he goes into Galus, so then he'll be assured that his children will be Tamid Chachamim. And also don't marry the daughter of a Bas HaMa'aretz, because if there's a Miser or a Galus, then your children will be Amaratzim. Okay, Braisa 1. Another Braisa, which seemingly repeats the same memra, Yim Karkom Ashi Yeshla, I married Daat HaMachacham, because of Invia Geffen, Invia Geffen, and then the inverse. Don't marry the daughter of an Amaretz, because it's Invia Geffen, Invia Asneh. Then a third Braisa, Tan Rabbanan, Dalim Karkom Ashi Yeshla, and then it says, if you don't find a Tamachacha, marry Baskal Yador. If you don't find a Baskal Yador, marry Rasha Knesios, Rasha Knesios, Gabit Staka, Gabit Staka, and Tinokos. Right? As long as you stay away from a Bas HaMa'aretz, because they're Shekets and Oru Shreichim Kol Behema. And the Gemara brings other Ma'amarim, which really, you know, say terrible things about a daughter of an Ma'aretz. What we see from the Sugya is that there's three Brais of saying the same thing for three different reasons. Three Brais for three different reasons. So, what's the nature of these three braises? Are they arguing with each other? Are they saying the same thing? L'chor doesn't seem to have any halachic nafkamina. There's no change in the halacha. Halacha is, if it's even in halacha, is that a person should look for the daughter of Tamid Chacham. The question, though, is that what type of a reason is this? The actual lashon is, just first of all, you should give everything away. Yim kor kol ma she'yesh lo, to marry the daughter of a Tamid Chacham. Why? Okay, so let's work with the first reason. She'imeis, argoyla, your children will be Tamid Chachamim. This is a real amazing reason to do so. There's not even a reason b'chayov. It's a reason that it's like, it's a life insurance policy, that if you happen to die, so then it'll be good. So go away and sell everything, because it's a good investment. Maybe that's a pshat. Maybe it is a very good life insurance investment, that in case you die, it's worth it to give away everything that you have, spend a million so that your children will be Tamid Chachamim, in case you die, go into Galus. Is that the reason for the behind this Eilim Yom Kumash Yeshlai? And just technically, what about the Hamavaz Veis Ayivaz Veis Mechaimish? You could just give everything away to do a mitzvah like this, if it's even a mitzvah? Now, if you take a look at the Rambam, what you have here in Hilchos Asuri beyond the bottom, the Rambam writes in Hachalam Beis, he says, Lo Yisa Adam Bas HaMa'aretz, Shirim Eilam HaMa'aretz, She mays a golabanov ami aris yushem ima yudit kasetar. So seemingly he's quoting what? The first braisa. And then he says, not the first braisa, yeah, the first braisa. His reason, but he's referring here to the basam arts. Voliyasi bitalama ares, shonis bitalama ares, mishikav samasalitin ari. This is the Gemara later on says that if you give your daughter to an ama arets, it's like you're doing a terrible thing. It's like you're putting her in front of an ari who doesn't have anybody she's upon him. That seemingly is not even any of the reasons mentioned in the Gemara. And then he says, "La'olam yimkar kol mashiyesh lai v'yisa bas tamid chacham she'imei esaygal lebanat tamid chachamim." And then he says, "V'chein yasi bita tamid chachamim should also marry off your daughter tamid chachamim because she'ein davar magunav lamir v'beis tamid chachamim." It's a good place to be in the house with tamid chacham. Now, two things interesting for the Rambam. First of all, the Rambam seemingly does not quote the reasons of the third brisa. It's omitted from the Rambam. It doesn't say anything about that if you don't find the Tamid Chacham, you should marry a Gabbai Tzedakah or Gedolei Hador. It doesn't say anything about it. Secondly, the Rambam reverses the order. The Gemara starts off by saying, "La'olam yirku k'mashi yeshlai to marry the Tamid Chacham," but the Rambam is beginning with why you should stay away from Amaretz. And then he goes into the whole inyan of the Tamid Chacham. So why is the Rambam flipping the order? It's not the order of the Gemara. If you take a look at the tour, here does something also interesting, and this is seemingly also the lesson of the Shulchan Aruch, very similar to. The Torah says, "La'olam yishtadl adam lisa ba'as tamid chacham, or la'hasi bitul tamid chachamim, she'imeis aigol amufzelach she'ibanat tamid chachamim." And then he goes on to say what? "La'imot ba'as tamid chacham, lisa ba'as gadol yador, la'imot gadol yador v'chule v'chule v'chule." And then he ends with what? "Stay away from an ba'as ha'ma'aretz, she'hein sheketz, in ishur seim sheketz, v'al b'nei seim, ho'aymer oru shechem v'mehema." So the Torah is very interesting. It's very different than the Rambam. that one, the Torah, is quoting the third Braisa. He quotes the first Braisa, and then he bases himself on the third Braisa, which is all the other options available to a person if he can't find the daughter of a Talmid Chacham. And he ends off with this big bang because they're Sheket and Ora Shechem and Behemah. But also notice from the Lashon of the Torah is that the Torah doesn't quote the Lashon of the Gemara. The Torah says, La'olam yishtadl adam yisuk abas Talmid Chacham. That's not the Lashon of the Gemara. Agamara says a person has to be Yimkor, Kamashi Eisha, Vizotam Chacham, like the Rambam's Lashon. He doesn't even quote the Lashon of the Gemara. So what's going on over here? A couple of the Maimakomas which are important here. The first Gemara in Ksuvis. Gemara in Ksuvis, here on Kufiyat Aleph Amud Beis, tells us the Gemara has a memra that anybody who has no Shaykhis to Torah will not be Zaychit to Tayasa Mason. So, some of the Amorim were very mitzvah about this. So Rebbe found a takana. Rebbe said, I have a takana from the Torah. It's not possible to be dovek to the Shechina, because the Shechina is an Eishaychah. So the Gemara says, Kol ha-meisi bita l'tamil chacham, v'oisa pekmatia l'tamil chacham, v'ha-mahane l'tamil chacham l'chasav. It's as if he was dovek to the Shechina. And then he quotes another pasuk, la'av v'sashem elokecho l'davka bo. And the Gemara brings the same thing. Okay, it's ki'ilu medavik b'shechina. So this Gemara would seem to be connected to our sugya, and that our sugya speaks about marrying the daughter of a Talmid Chacham, or marrying your daughter to a Talmid Chacham. And this is speaking along those lines. Right? It has a shaychis to the mitzvah u'ledavka bo. Avoy sidbak. Now, is this related to our sugya? Is this not related to our sugya? So take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Deos. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos, there's a lot of talk about these two halachas because the Rambam seemingly repeats himself. He writes, "Derech biyaso shel adam lios nimshach b'diyosav ma'asav achareyav." Person naturally, it's human tendency to follow in the ways of one's community. Then he writes, "Lafikach tzarech adam hischaber latzadikim." Person therefore has to connect himself to tzadikim and to sit next to chachamim always, kidei shilyulman b'maasehem, to learn from them, and to be misrachik from Hashem, because the pasuk says, Hoylech ech tzachamim yachkam v'rek silim yeruah. That's equal to the pasuk. And then he goes on to say, if a person has to, a very famous family, you have to go to the desert if you can't find a good chevet to be around. But the Rambam seemingly lays down a halach in Hilchos Derech Eretz. And then he comes to Mitzvah Beis, and he writes, Mitzvahs aseh lihidavik b'chachamim kidei sheyoma mimaseh. As it says, uvoy sidbak, there's a mitzvah to be dabik to tamid l'chachamim in order to learn from their ways. And then he quotes our Gemara in Ksuvis, V'chi efshar la'adam le'idavik b'shechina. Is it possible to be dovek to the Shechina? So no, so Chazal explained this mitzvah to be dovek to Talmid Chachamim in the Talmidim. And then he writes to explain this mitzvah. V'fikach tzarech adam lehishtadel sheyisa bas Talmid Chachamim, v'yasi bita la'Talmid Chachamim, v'lechol v'lishto osim Talmid Chachamim, v'lasas pak matin v'chamim, v'leschab lehem b'chol mini chibar shenemar. Okay. So the Rambam is very explicit. So the first I want to discuss what's the difference between the first Rambam and the second Rambam. What's clear is that the Rambam is highlighting this Indian of being chibur to Talmid Chachamim. Right? You could be, you can be ma'an yourself in the different lishonis of the Rambam between the first and the two. What's clear is that the first one is a mamra, it's a memra in Derech Eretz. That's why he calls Shama Malach. It's not a mitzvah. It's an Indian. Holach Chacham Yecham. And then in the second one, it seems like he's adding there's not just an Indian of chibur, but there's also an Indian of dveikus. Not just to hang out with Talmid Chacham, but there's an Indian of Dveikus, which is an even further higher level of Chibur. You can, again, you can be ma'ayin it yourself. This is my understanding, but I'm sure you can have other understandings of the Rambam as well. And then he qualifies this Indian of Dveikus and Chibur with examples of what you saw here. Five different examples how to do so. But the Ikr Indian, according to the Rambam, is that Uvoy Sidbak is an Indian of Chibur and Divuk to Talmid Chachamim to learn from their ways. Now let's come back to our sugyas. If you take a look at the Rush, and this is what the Torah is basing himself on, the Rush quotes all the braises. Not only does he quote all the braises, he quotes all the aftermaths of the Gemara, which speak about all the terrible things, look at the Gemara Pesachim there, all the terrible things about Amaratzim, how to stay away from them, how terrible they are. The Rush is very marchiv in the whole sugya there, in terms of how a person should be misrachik from an Amaratz. By the way, whereas in the Gemara and Ksuvos, he doesn't say anything. Rashi doesn't say a word about this Gemara and Ksuvos. It would seem, therefore, according to the Rosh versus the Rambam, we have to identify what's the Ikra Nekuda here in this Gemara of the Hishtadlis that a person is making in marrying a Dar of Talmud Chacham versus the Inyan of an Amaris, because there's really two sugyas here. There's the Inyan of the Milas of being connected to Talmud Chacham, and there's also the Ra'as of being connected Chas V'Shalom to an Amaris. So what's really fueling the sugya? Is what's fueling the sugya the connection to the Talmud Chacham? Or is what's fueling the sugya the harchaka from being in the proximity or in the, having a relationship, a connection with an Am Haaretz? So it would seem that the Rosh and the Rambam differ in this Nekuta. From the fact that the Tur, he does not quote, as we said before, the Lashon HaGemara. He says, La'olam, the Gemara says, La'olam yimkor kol ma'a she'yesh lai, you should sell everything which you have to marry a Dantam HaChacham. Comes along the tour, and he says, this is not a real halacha, come on. What about chaymesh? Does this make any sense whatsoever? You should do such a hishtalis to give away everything mamish to marry a Dantam HaChacham? So the Rosh says like this, no. It's a guzma b'yama. The reason why the Gemara is giving you all these reasons is really because it's bringing out, like you see in the sugya that's really highlighting not the values of a Talmud Chacham. The sugya there is talking about Amaratzim. It's really a guzma ba'ama that a person should know. He should try his best to marry somebody givaldik, but not to marry somebody givaldik. That's not the ikar inyan here. The ikar inyan is do whatever you can to stay away from Davin Amaratz. Because you have to marry somebody. And if you're not going to put in what it takes to marry the right person, you'll eventually end up marrying the daughter of an Amaretz. So therefore, you should be mishtabel in every way which you can to stay away from the daughter of an Amaretz. But not that there's a halacha that you should give away everything to marry a daughter of Talmud Chacham. It's not a halacha which could be based on anything we know in other sugyas. So that's why the Tur, like the Rosh, they don't bring down the Lashon in the Gemara. Rather, they say, La'olam yishtadel, Lisa Bas Talmud Chacham. He's connecting it to our sugya. I mean, this is our sugya. The whole list is from our sugya. But it's not a la'olam yimkar, it's a la'olam yishtadil. It's a guzma biyama. And that's why he brings you down the whole sequence here of if you don't find the daughter of a Talmud Chacham, what about the Gadol Hador's daughter and the Gadol Hador to the Mezakeh Rabbah, v'chule v'chule, because it's really under the same halacha. The halacha is to stay away from the daughter of an Amaretz. And so therefore, whatever your priorities are, whatever you can do to stay away, just take somebody who's good as long as you stay away from the Da'at of an Amaretz. And that's why the Rosh at the end, he makes a note, he quotes all the Inyan about the Amaretz, and even the Tur. The Tur says, La'olam yishtadel, right? And then at the end he says, V'al yasibit olam ha'aretz, v'aliz bas ha'aretz, shehen sheketz, and ushaseim sheketz, v'al b'nai sein, ho'emar ar shechem v'mehema. I mean, he makes sure to let you know what's fueling this halacha. That it's terrible to be connected to a Bas Amaretz. The Rambam doesn't quote that. We'll get to that in a second. But why does the Rosh highlight that? So we know that there are certain circumstances where a person would have to give over everything which he has. In Halacha, for example, if a person is confronted with doing a Lo Yisaseh, so Halacha is very clear in Shulchan Aruch, in Tafish and Vav, in Aruch Chaim, that a person has to give everything which he has away not to be over in the Lav Daraisa. In your idea, Kufnin Zayin, Pesachit Shuvah is in the Gra. Even on a Darbanan, you have to give everything away. If it's an Isser Darbanan, you give everything away, even for an Isser Darbanan. Now you can't say that what we're saying here is that it's Sheketz, or it's like a Sheretz, that it's Mamish and Isser of eating Sheretz, or maybe even that a Klala is probably not on the Madriga of a Leis HaSeir, and even Isser Darbanan. But what it's highlighting to us is that this is a Dover Chomer on Ma'id. And so therefore, it's validating the guzma, the Gemara says, of le'olam yimkor kol ma'a she'yesh lai, because it's a very important decision in a person's life. But Amaretz is so terrible that it's worth it, but it's part of the halacha. It's part of the halacha that an Amaretz is so terrible, because that's what's fueling the din of this hishtalis. And part of the hishtalis in the mitzvah, the seif of Amaretz, is that you should take the daughter of a Gadol Hador. Take the daughter of a Mezakeh Rabbah, because that's all part of staying away from this chibur with the daughter of an Amaretz. Now, according to the Rambam, like we said before, Notice in the Rambam that the Rambam does not quote the third Braisa. He mentions nothing about marrying the daughter of a god of Lador, etc. Right? He seemingly would quote, he certainly quotes the first Braisa. And perhaps the second Braisa, which talks about Davar No Miskabel, is what he's referring to here, that She'in Davar Magunav L'Mariv V'Beisur Satami Chachamim. That's probably what he's referencing then. That's his pshat in understanding that. But he does not mention the third Braisa. So the Yastaiti, perhaps the pshat is because according to the Rambam, what's going on over here is that what's propelling this halacha is not the harchaka from the daughter of an Amaretz. That there's a maila in marrying the daughter of a Talmud Chacham. So Ramela, the third Braisa is irrelevant. It's not part of the halacha. You don't say about that la'olam yim kokomash yeshlai, and have it even perhaps implicit that if you don't find the daughter of a Talmud Chacham, you should give everything away to marry. No, the buck stops there. If you don't find the daughter of a Talmud Chacham, then you're done. That's it. That's the Iker Halacha here. Of course, something terrible marrying the daughter of Am Haaretz, but there's nothing in between. What's propelling this Halacha is that there's a Maila in marrying the daughter of a Baal Talmud Chacham. And that's where the Rambam quotes the actual Lashon in the Gemara. La'olam yimga kol ma'asha yeshlai v'yisa Baal Talmud Chacham. Period. It's only a din in Hilchos marrying the daughter of a Talmud Chacham. Nothing less than that. But of course, now we need to explain Pshat in the Rambam that if this is a literal Halacha, how can you explain that a person should sell everything which he has in order to marry the Amatama Chacham? Seemingly from the Rambam, it's not just a Guzma B'yam. And on top of that, is this a reason, She'im Meis or She'im Yigla, that's the reason why you should give everything away? So perhaps you could say as follows, that the Rambam versus the Rosh here, like we said before, we quoted the Gemara Pesachim, Rang Suvis, really what it boils down to is this one sugi or is this two sugis? Is this one sugya or is this two sugyas? Now, according to the Torah, the Gemara Pesachim is really a sugya about the woes of an Am Haaretz. According, the Gemara Ksuvos is clearly a sugya about Talmidei Chachamim. So according to the Torah, these are two separate sugyas. We don't need to mix in the Gemara Ksuvos into our sugya. This is about harchaka from an Am Haaretz, period. It's a guzma, and just do your best to stay away from an Am Haaretz. However, according to the Rambam, that our sugya is a sugya of Talmidei Chachamim, and that sugya is also a sugya to Mechamim. It seems like this is really just one sugya. This is really one sugya. I just want to highlight here for a moment something very interesting which comes out in that Gemara and Ksuvos. According to the Gemara there in Ksuvos, which you have in front of you, the Gemara gives three examples of what's together this dveikus with the Talmud Chacham. The Gemara gives three examples. Ha-meisi bita la Talmud Chacham, ha-oisa prakmatiat min chachamim, v'maharat min chachamim l'chasam. Marrying your daughter to a Talmud Chacham, business with the Talmud Chacham, and being mahana yun l'chasam to him. Three examples. Now, is there a tzadash over here? So, Rashi over here in the sugya says as follows. Ha'oyse bepakmatia, Rashi writes, you don't have it in front of you. He's misasik b'mamun Talmud Chacham kidei lehagiyel liyadam schar v'heim pnuyim lasak b'toyah. This halacha is a halacha that do what you can do in order that the Talmud Chacham should have peace of mind to learn Torah. That's what this is about. Peace of mind so that they can learn Torah. And so therefore, marry your daughter to a Talmud Chacham because by doing so, what you're doing is that since you're going to be mefarnes your daughter, if you have means, you'll be taking care of your daughter and the Talmud Chacham. This is a way to ensure that a Talmud Chacham should have the Yishuv HaDas and Torah the way he's supposed to. Rav Moshe already points out in Yigas Moshe that this seems to be against the Rambam. Because the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and we saw also our Rambam here, the Rambam repeats himself in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Halacha Vav, in Mitzvah Vav, where the Rambam writes, this mitzvah, lehidabek with chachamim, ulehisyachir imahem, ulehasun bishivasam, ulehishtatef imahem, ilchol oifim oifir achevra, b'machol v'mishta v'chule, is for what? Lehidamos b'masem, ulehamim hadeas mitis midivahem. Is to learn from them. Is to learn from them. And then the Rambam goes ahead to quote our Gemara in Ksuvis, and he says as follows, v'chein hivi uraya al chiyuv ha'adam, now listen to what the Rambam does, lisa bas tamen chacham, lahasibita la Talmud Chacham, lahachel Talmud Chachamim, v'lasas lahem esek. Rambam is quoting many more examples than our Gemara is doing. If you take a look at our Gemara is focusing on three things, which is really one according to Rashi. Right? Do what you can to make sure that the Talmud Chacham has clarity of mind till the entire. Rambam's not learning like that. Rambam is learning that there's a mitzvah to have a chibur and a divuk to Talmid HaChachamim, to learn from them. And part of that, dveikus with the Talmid HaChacham, is by giving your daughter to a Talmid HaChacham, or by taking the daughter of a Talmid HaChacham. That's part of the mitzvah of Oisidbak. So it comes out something very interesting. Are the examples which the Gemara gives the only examples of Uvoy Sidbak? How you can give him the peace of mind to learn Torah? If so, then that's the goal of the mitzvah. That's the good of the mitzvah. But according to the Rambam, there's much more b'harchav. These are just examples of how a person can have a kesher, but it's much more than that. It's just to highlight that the essential nature of the mitzvah is the chibur and the dveikus, which comes in having a real meaningful kesher with the Talmid Chacham. So our Gemara, which talks about the Olam Yimtor Komashi Eishlai V'yasi Bas Talmid Chacham, does this fall into the Sugi of Ksuvis? Or does it not fall into the Sugi of Ksuvis? So according to Rashi, this has nothing to do with Ksuvis. Because marrying the daughter of a Talmid Chacham has nothing to do with, it gives him the clarity of mind to be able to sit in Lan Torah. It's a dray to say, sell everything which you have in order that you should have the money so that you could pay him. It just doesn't make any sense to go that far. Right? It means that you should make a Mesiris Nefesh to marry the daughter of a Talmid Chacham, but that doesn't mean that the Talmid Chacham benefits from that. If the Talmid Chacham is not benefiting from that, that's not the mitzvah of Oisidbak. This is not the sugi of the Gemara in Ksuvis. Whereas, according to the Rambam, it's very clear. It's very clear that this is the sugi in Ksuvis. The sugi in Ksuvis is that including the mitzvah of Oisidbak, which has to do with chibur and dveikus, is that you should marry the daughter of Talmid Chacham because this is how you make in the Oisidbak. So therefore, this is a mitzvah d'oraisa. But it still doesn't explain the gvul of yimkar kol mashi yesh lo. But at least we're coming closer to what this is. This is not just a guzma biyama, because according to the Rosh, it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa. And I would venture to say the Rosh holds like Rashi, because the Rambam is certainly throwing things into this Gemara which are not there, and he doesn't say anything in the Gemara Ksuvis about this. About the Gemara Rosh doesn't say anything at all about it. So it seems that the Rosh probably holds like Rashi in this opinion, in which case our sugya, which talks about Yimkor Kol Mashi Yesh Lo V'Yisabas Talmid Chacham, is not an Oisidbak Dika Sugya. It's an Amaratim Dika Sugya, which is what the Gemara simply is mashma there, and therefore the Halacha, as the Torah quotes from, as the Torah brings it down, is the Oilam Yishtadel. It's just an Oilam Yishtadel, but it's not that you have to give everything which you have, because it's really just as a harchaka to stay away from marrying the daughter of Amaris, since you have to marry somebody, letting you know how terrible it is if you chas v'shalom fall into that trap. But according to the Rambam, that we have to understand, like, you should really give everything away, sell everything to marry the daughter of Talmid Chacham. So one technical way to get out of it was to say as follows. That when the Gemara says, Shemes or Yigle, is this really the reason which is propelling the halacha? From face value, yes. And which, why, when the first time you read the Gemara, you think to yourself, like, you're waiting for this home run, right? Sell everything which you have, and then you have this insurance policy. Nothing to do with you, right? In case you die, you go into Galus. And you're left with that question. But the pshat is no. The Rambam would learn probably as follows, and we'll say a pshimistic pshat afterwards, v'siyata d'shmaya. The reason why you do what you can is because this is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Now, not every mitzvah d'oraisa requires that you should give everything you have away. However, this mitzvah d'oraisa is different than other mitzvahs d'oraisas, in that over here, you have a personal gain in this mitzvah. You have a personal gain in this mitzvah. There's a huge to'elis in marrying the Talmid Chacham, and there's also a personal gain in marrying the Talmid Chacham. So it could be, I didn't really get into like the to see in terms of how this works out with Chumash, although I took a look in Avos Chesed, but without being marchem in the Inyan, there are exceptions to the Inyan of Chumash. For example, Rashi over there says, Hachzakas Talmid Chachamim, that's an exception to Chumash. You can give more than Chumash to be Machzak Talmid Chachamim. This is not that sugi according to the Rambam, it's about Dveikis Talmid Chachamim. So you could say maybe Dveikis Talmid Chachamim will also, you know, defy the whole Inyan of Chumash, perhaps. Would make sense because the Rambam lists this mitzvah in the top 10 mitzvahs. If you take a look in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, this is mitzvah number 6, and the Rambam doesn't bring down mitzvahs in order of their being brought in the Torah like the Sefer Chinuch does. The Rambam begins with mitzvahs of Ava and Yira and Amunah and so on and so forth. This is number 6. This is a very important mitzvah. So since it could have shaychus to the Sharshei HaMitzvahs, it could be that even that in of itself will give it the koyach and the strength to defy the Inyan of Chumash. But whatever it is, because it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. I mean, it's not just a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's that a person has so much to gain from it. There's a personal great to'elis in that. So it could be that puts it over the top, which will defy the whole gvul of Chumash. just if you want to take a look at Avos Chesed and Perek Chaf, the Chavetz Chaim has a whole footnote where he is mefalfil with steers in the Rambams and Perishim Mishnayos and other places. It could be that the Rambam is very mekalin of Chaimish Bechlal, that he holds that Chaimish is really even Alechatchila, and you have other opportunities, and it's very makal, the whole Indian of Chaimish. If that's the case, then it doesn't even really come up to have to be Magdarit. But didn't want to get into that whole Indian Ein Shalom if you really want to, which I'm sure you don't want to. This will also explain why the Rambam switches the order. As we said before, the Rambam begins by saying, Lo Yisa Adam Basam Aretz. And then he says, La'olam yimkor kol ma'asheyesh lo yisa basam ha'chacham. The reason why is very clear. Right? Because according to the Rush and the Tour, where the third braisa is the braisa which really the whole halach of the Tour is focused on, the whole inyan of La'olam yimkor kol ma'asheyesh lo is not just a din in a basam ha'chacham. It's true also about a bas gavei tzedakah and also about a bas gadol hadar. Right? And it means you should do everything which you can in order to make sure you take one of these women, so that you stay away from the daughter of Am Aretz. According to the Rambam, it has nothing to do with that. There's a halacha of Am Aretz, and there's a halacha of Lo Olam Yikum Achshayish, so that you marry the daughter of Talmud Chacham. So it's not to think that what's fueling the marrying the daughter of the Talmud Chacham is anything has to do with Am Aretz or anything which has to do with anything else other than the Talmud Chacham. So the Rambam says there's a halacha, don't marry the daughter of Am Aretz, because it's bad. But the din of Lo Olam Yikum Achshayish is only a din in marrying the daughter of a Talmud Chacham. And it stands alone by itself. It's not totally in the whole Indian of Am Aretz, which you could learn from the Gemara. No. There's two things here. There's the daughter of Am Aretz, stay away, but marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham, and that requires Leila Mimkor. And you would not say that about a Bas Gadol Hador. You wouldn't even say a Guzma like that about a Bas Gadol Hador. Because that's not something which is an inherent value. The true inherent value is that this is a mitzvah which is totally in Uvay Sidbak. Now, in terms of premius, it could be that there's a different dimension which could even touch on the Rambam a little bit, but we take this at face value. Sell everything which you have to make the Chacham. So, as we mentioned before, the Rambam considers this to be a very important mitzvah because it highlights the whole tachlis hatari which has to do with Dvekas with Hashem Yisbar. What does this mean, La'olam yimkor kol ma'asheyesh lo? What type of a din is that? La'olam yimkor kol ma'asheyesh lo. So, in the world of halacha, that would be a halachic statement. Sell everything which you have in order to do so. So we have to question it. So what's the gather? Is there a chaymish? Is there not a chaymish? V'chule. In Pnimius HaTorah, we could say that it could be that this is a halachic gather in Pnimius HaTorah. And it can also even be something which is slightly different than that. The Torah says in the Rambam, the Gemara quotes it in Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara told us that there's a connection between Avos Hashem and Dveikus Hashem. And in fact, to get to Dveikus, the Torah is quite clear that the Seder HaMadrigas is from Yira to Ava and then to Dveikus. And the Gemara quotes that. Gemara Ksuva says, La'ahava es Hashem Elokecho ledavka bo, that you go from Ava to Dveikus. We know one thing for sure, right? That the Dveikus with the Talmud Chacham is like Dveikus with the Shechina. That's very clear from our Gemara. The Talmud Chacham, as Hashem Elokecha Tira, L'Rabbas Tamed Chacham, like the Marsha brings in that Gemara. Right? There's something about a Talmud Chacham, that a Talmud Chacham has this connection with Hashem Yisbarach, that a person who's connected to the Tzaddik is connected to Hashem, which is, by the way, this Gemara is a very big Yisrael in terms of understanding the Tzur that the Baal Shem Tov made in Avodas Hashem. This Gemara. So therefore, what do we know? The Torah tells us, "V'haftas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levav, b'chol b'chol nafshecha, b'chol yadecha." And we know b'chol yadecha means afil b'chol mamaynecha. So you see, when it comes to the mitzvah of Avos Hashem, the person has the right or the chiyuv, however you want to be magdir it. But there's an inyan of b'chol yadecha when it comes to the mitzvah of Avos Hashem. Now, being that Avos Hashem, the way to be mekayim that dveikus is through a Talmud Chacham. So therefore, if you just do the A equals B, B equals C, A equals C, so Mimela, the din of Bechol Miyadecha applies to Dveikus with Talmud Chacham as well. And that's what the Gemara is bringing out. Al Pi Pnimius, Yimkor Kol Ma'asheyesh Lo V'Yisa Bas Talmud Chacham means that in terms of pnimius, that a person, als the din of b'chomei adecha, can give away everything which he has. You can go to such an extremist serious nefesh in order to marry the Talmud Chacham, because that's this mitzvah. Uvay Sidbak. Take it to the Talmud Chacham. I just wanted to be sure about this, so I asked Rav Motl, my Rabbi, and he was my maskim, very good. He said, very, very good. This is Ramsha, very good pshat. But also in terms of, not just also the Hagdara, which is, that's like a Hagdara in Pnimius HaTorah, but also the way to explain this Gemara is as follows. There really is a precedent in the Torah for this inyan of La'ilam Yimka Komashi Yishle. I saw this brought down in two places. You find this by Avram Avinu. When Avram was sending down Eliezer to marry, to take a wife for Yitzhak, it says that he gave his Kol Asher Yishlo to Eliezer and to Yitzhak. He took everything which he had and he gave it to Yitzhak. Right? He didn't have to come on to that. Or maybe he did, I don't know, Lavan was very greedy. But I don't know if he took away his entire estate, Lamaisa, but Avram Avinu was Mekai in the Sinyan. He was willing to give everything away so that he should marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham. Now, Lavan and Basul are very far from daughter of a Talmud Chacham, right? Which we'll have to explain, like, was he Mekai in the Sinyan? What does it mean in Pinyas, the daughter of a Talmud Chacham? But what you see from here is that if you can link the two sugis together, right? So Avram is searching clearly for the daughter of a Talmud Chacham, and he's being ready to give everything away for that. So what is this telling us? What it's telling us is as follows. Is that to marry the daughter of the Talmud Chacham is a very big thing. And there's a lot of manias involved in that. And it's not so simple to have. Especially because the whole union of a Basharet is a very high zach, we know that. So therefore, in Pnimius, what the Gemara is telling us, again, is not just a Hagdar and Chilchos, Ebenezer. It's also an Eitzah Toiva, and really the Mahalach in order to how to do so. And what it's teaching us is as follows, that if a person wants to be zayche to a Bas Talmud Chacham and all the values of a Bas Talmud Chacham, he has to be willing to give up everything for that. It's really more of a mindset, that although Avraham Avinu may not have told Eliezer and Yitzchak, whatever you do, don't come back with his money. Right? Because it has to be this way. This is the halacha. That's not the pshat. It's just that what Avraham was demonstrating is that he's willing to do everything and anything so that Yitzchak should have a Talmud Chacham. And that's what the Gemara is bringing out. That in order to be zeichet to a Bas Talmud Chacham, a person has to have that mentality of b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshcha, b'chol me'adecha. And if only if you're willing to give everything away to be zeichet to a Bas Talmud Chacham, which is like a real mitziah, to be zeichet to that mitziah, you have to have that sincerity of that you'll be willing to give up everything in order to be zeichet to that. Like the pasuk says, I say, eishes chayil miyimtza, right? This is the question, Shlom Melech's question, who could be zeichet to this eishes chayil? Right? Chayim knows the Torah, Mem Cheskinyon Yatayr. Who could be Zeichet to this Eishas Chayim Yimsa? V'rochak mipnini mechra. Right? V'rochak mipnini mechra. It's invaluable. It's invaluable. So therefore, a person who's willing to put everything on the line, that he's a la'olam yimko koma shi'eish la'idika yid, so he'll be Zeichet to that. Because the value of this Eishas Chayim is v'rochak mipnini mechra. Afilu lifnai v'lifnim, we know. You can put a price on it. It's something which is much, much higher. But it's that mentality which will allow a person to be zeiche to a bas tamei chacham. Like the Gemara says, right, Gemara in Shabbos, this is our sugyas in Chanukah, demayki rabbanim, if a person has a chashivah for tamei chachamim, habo lechas misad rabbanim, he'll be zeiche to son-in-laws for tamei chachamim. Right? That the two things go hand in hand. That a person will be zeiche to that nachas, to see that nachas in his children, if he has the proper hakara of how to be mayki rabbanim, he'll be zeiche to sons-in-laws for tamei chachamim. So therefore, just in terms of pnimis have to be marked in the mitzvah, let's see, you want to ask, what's chaymesh? What about chaymesh? The word is like this. A regular mitzvah has a gvul of chaymesh. But this is different. Because the shear of the mitzvah is to give more than chaymesh. You understand? There are mitzvahs that they fall under the category of the limit of chaymesh. The chaymesh is like a makif, which says, don't exceed chaymesh in order, or shlish, whatever it is. There's a certain hagdara in terms of when it comes to mitzvahs of what you're allowed to go, to what degree you can and should go in order to do a mitzvah. But over here, to be zeichet to Talmud Chacham, yes, it's a mitzvah by Sidbak, but it's a type of a mitzvah that in order to be zeichet to that, the shear of the mitzvah is Yorisim Yichaymesh. That's what the shear is. It's B'chol Mi'aydacha. In order to be zeichet to be Mekai in the mitzvah, you have to be ready to give more than a chaymesh. That's not so. Therefore, in Pnimi, it's the kasha of, what about a chaymesh? Meneu Bey, it's not a kasha. Because there's a mitzvah like this, which is even higher than chaymesh. And that's the shear of the mitzvah. So the shear of the mitzvah is l'malim chaymesh, not a kasha at all. That's the shear of the mitzvah. Like you find, for example, when it comes to making a parnasa. right? Making a parnasa. So you don't. There's no gather in how much you can spend making a parnasa and what you can do. And the Navi Yehuda has a true famous tshuva on this. It's the Elif Hunaisi as Nafsha. You can do whatever you can. You can put your life in Sakana to do so. Why? Because it's Chaim for you. You have to do it. This is your life. So you can do whatever else you need to make a parnasa. So this is the type of a mitzvah. It's Begeder Chaim. So what will you do to live? So to live, you'll do a lot. Right? It's not just in the regular Hagdor of Toi Vera. This is about Tachlis. This is about Chaim itself. So for Chaim itself, so the Shir is Yoyse Mechaimish. Thank you. Half the Shem Elokecha B'chol Abad. Now just to close in a little bit of a halacha lemaisa, the Kenyan. Not this is a halacha lemaisa, but the mile of marrying the daughter of a Talmud Chacham and staying away from the Ba'as HaMa'aretz. So, how would we be magda this, let's say, in the Lashinus of halacha? So I saw in the Mishnah Sezer, and I saw it inside, that he's quoting the Nadav Yehud and the Taz, which seem to imply that the real harchaka from the David of Am Haaretz is in Al Tilchos Nida, the Taras Mishpacha and Nisei Nida, that it's Chayv Kares. Of course, just to mention Agav, the whole Indian of what Am Haaretz is, the various Madrigas and Amaratzim, take a look at the tour, the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch here, they seem to have a machlekes about this, what type of Amaretz we're talking about. But, I mean, Lemaisa for us, that not that we'd be chayshe person to marry a person, a girl who doesn't have any ideas in Taras Mishpacha, but it seems that the Iker Nekud, according to some poskim, is do they have an understanding of Taras Mishpacha or not? In which case, we have to ask ourselves, let's say you have a girl who goes to Beis Yaakov, right, and she has a nice Torah education growing up, and she has her college teacher, and she learns about Hilchas Taras Mishpacha. So would that be classified as a girl who's a Ba'as HaMechacham? Is that called a Ba'as HaMechacham? So it's not so clear, meaning it could be that the fact that she now knows Hilchas Taras HaMishpacha means that she's not in the category of a Ba'as HaMa'aretz. She's not going to totally, you know, destroy the whole family because, Baruch Hashem, she knows these halachas. But does she have the ma'il of a Ba'as HaMechacham because she knows those things? Right? So it's brought in the name of the Chazanish and others, perhaps, that at the very least it would seem that everybody would agree that even if her father's an Amaretz, and she grew up in the house of an Amaretz, but she knows basic ideas in how to in Taras HaMishpacha. So, a Ba'as HaMa'aretz she's not. But is she really a Ba'as Talmud Chacham? Because she goes to a Beis Yaakov. So some poskim seem to say, maybe perhaps the person is Mekayim the Inyan of Uvoy Sidbak, and marrying, if not that, at least marrying the daughter of Talmud Chacham by taking a Ba'as Beis Yaakov girl. So I discussed with my Rebbe, and he said, Alpi Pnimius is certainly not true. It's certainly not true. Because even if a girl, let's say, goes to Beis Yaakov, and she learns about the Chashivas of Torah, and she learns about davening, and she learns all these amazing things, there's something about being brought up in the home of a Talmud Chacham which you can't get into the Beis Yaakov. Just doesn't do it. But you see that the way your father learns Torah, how he conducts himself at a Shabbos table, how he davens, and how he speaks to the children, and how he values his time, and the way that he eats, everything. By osmosis, and by what she's witnessing in the home of a Talmud Chacham, that is irreplaceable. That's irreplaceable. It's irreplaceable. So that pshinis mile of a Ba'as Talmud Chacham, although she may know a lot of things, right, that's not considered to be the real, true, pshinistic understanding of what it means to be a Ba'as Talmud Chacham. There's an inherent value in that. Now, certainly a pshinis, and even a higher madriga, nekudistic inyan, that's certainly not true. You cannot classify a Ba'as Talmud Chacham and pshinis as a girl who's gone to a Beis Yaakov. Why not? So take a look at the Zohar here. The Zohar, which you have in the bottom, actually quotes our Gemara, but in a very interesting way. The Gemara here is talking about Zivugim. Haro mezavi gadim kifi ma'isav. The Zohar. The Zohar here in Parashat Zachariah says, Amar b'chia, mandis kashran uvdohi, Ba'an asa yitva. Person who has good ma'isim tayvim, where should he look for his bazug? How is Zivugadile? So Amrlei, so they told him, Hataninan, we learned, La'aylam yimkar adam v'chulei, interesting v'chulei, v'yisa ba'as Talmud Chacham. Person should give away everything to marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham. So the Zohar then says, the Talmud Chacham pikdayna demarei ispaktan bidei. Okay? A Talmud Chacham, the pikadim of the owner is in his hands. It means a beer, obviously, what that means. That the pikadim of the owner is in his hands. You have a guy, he's looking for a zivug. right? And he needs direction. He has good ma'asim tovim. Where should he look? So says the Zayar that this memra in Chazal is pointing us to a direction. That if you want to know where you can find your zivug, you should look in the house of a Talmud Chacham. You should look in the house of a Talmud Chacham. Why? Because a Talmud Chacham is holding on to very big things. It's holding on to very big things. Now, why is a Talmud Chacham holding on to very big things? What is the value and pnimius of a Baal Talmud Chacham? So you basically have to understand the following thing. That the gather of a Talmud Chacham and Hilchas HaTorah and Niglas HaTorah is very different than pnimius HaTorah. If I know what the gather of a Talmud Chacham and Hilchas HaTorah, so the Ramah already says that a person who knows Rov Shas and Poiskim can have Mas and Matan and Rov Mekomis and Shas, right? That's called a Talmud Chacham and Niglas HaTorah. The Ari and the Sermat Leishim have very different hagdar where the Talmud Chacham is in Pnimis HaTorah. And it's nothing to do with how much you know. But Pinchas Karas is very clear about this, that the hagdara of a Talmud Chacham Pnimis HaTorah is a person who is not a Baal Pniya. That he does as much as he can do L'Shem Shammai. That's the hagdara and Pnimis of what a Talmud Chacham is. It's a very big insight in terms of Chassidus and Pnimis HaTorah. That how much a person is not a Baal Pniya. So we know that if that's the hagdara of what a Talmud Chacham is, that we know that what determines most what type of a neshama is brought down into the world is the machshava of the father and mother b'shas zivug, and that's going to bring down big neshamas or not big neshamas. So why is it that a Talmud Chacham has big neshamas by him? Why should a Talmud Chacham marry the Baal Talmud Chacham, somebody who's at least aspiring to be Talmud Chacham, you know, who's willing to be merkach hamashi yeshlai? Should he has that ratza that he should look by a Talmud Chacham because he brings down big neshamas into this world. That's what it means that Hashem Yisbarach that he gives him kedoshness to hold on to for people who it belongs to because he's the vehicle which brings down big neshamas into this world. Because that's what the definition of Baal Talmud Chacham is in terms of Pnimis HaTorah. The Zayin has a lashon like that. This is an important lashon. Pnimis HaTorah, Abba Yosad Barta. Abba Yosad Barta means that Abba, which is Chachma, which is the Abba, Yosad Barta, that he's Miyase the Barta, that the Barta, that the daughter of the Talmud Chacham is according to, at least in our and for our needs right now, that the Barta is going to be determined by the Abba. What's the Machshava of the Abba? That's why Talmud Chacham is going to have big neshamas. And look there, the Zohar is pointing us in the direction that the simin that you're looking for to find your metziah, you're going to find in the hands of a Talmud Chacham. Now we know certainly that Lavan and Besuah were not these types of people. Right? But there is an inyan that many times big neshamas will come into the world in the hands of a shayim. And that's exactly what Rivka and Rachel and Leah were. These were these very big neshamas. They weren't brought down because of Besuah and Lavan. For whatever pneumistic reasons, they found their ways into Galus, and that's why they had to be brought out there. But Avram did his ishtalis. His ishtalis was Gimkor Kamashe Eishlai. By having that attitude, he was able to make it. The way you can explain also is that the fact that he put all the mammon, Lavan and Besoil, the klipa came out to get it. And since he was, you know, the klipa would come out, he knew the pi would come out after the klipa, because the Torah says Lavan was looking to get the money. He knew that it was available, so he came out. But if Avram wouldn't have made that ishtalis, the klipa wouldn't come out, they also wouldn't have found the pi either. But regardless, he was willing to make that type of a hishtadlis, right? And Mamela, he was zeicha to a Baal Talmud Chacham. She's really his daughter. That's really belongs to him, this Rivka, this Rachel, this Leah. Because he was lo'ilam yimkar, and Mela the Baal Talmud Chacham. So again, you can have a very fine girl who's a Beisak of girl, and in the home of Am Arts, it happens sometimes that these are very big neshamas which fall there. And that is called the Baal Talmud Chacham and Pimis, if it's of the likes of Rachel, Rivka, and Leah. There are situations like that. For example, Chazal tells us that David HaMelech had 400 children from Yifas Toyars. Right? Where does that come from? The Teretz is that there's big neshamas over there in Yifas Toyars. Right? You take a look at the Rachama Kaddish over there. They're very big neshamas. And a person can be zeichet to many great things like that. So what comes out, therefore, is that in Pnimius, what the Ikar Nekuda is that it could be that the whole Hagdara of L'Olam Yikom Kamashi Yeshlai has a different Hagdara, because it's L'mayla Michoimesh. But what it's bringing out, certainly, is that if a person wants to be zeichet to this type of a metziah, to this type of a neshama, so it's about the attitude of la'olam yom kamashi yishlai, that if he's maris and evish, and la'olam yom kamashi yishlai, he'll be zeichet to such a zivuk.